Happy Super Tuesday and happy watching it all from the sidelines because we're not involved. Washington State could have meant more in this presidential race if people had gotten behind an idea from your Secretary of State, Kim Wyman. She wanted to move Washington's presidential primary vote closer to Super Tuesday, and that didn't happen.
Oh, I am still disappointed that we are not having either Super Tuesday or March 8th presidential primary, especially given some of the national attention that the candidates and the process is being given. But our primary still could mean something, even though it's late in May.
It's not your fault, Secretary of State. If it was up to you, Trump Force One would be landing at Boeing Field over the weekend. CNN would be covering the Washington State primary. What happened?
Absolutely. Well, in the legislative session in 2014, we tried to get the legislature to, in statute, move our primary earlier in the year. And unfortunately, we could not get enough support to do that. The Republicans wanted to move it earlier, and the Democratic Party did not.
Why did you want to vote earlier?
Well, one of the things that is frustrating to me is Washington State really should be more of a player in presidential primary elections because at the end of the day, we have 12 electoral votes at stake in the national election. And when you get west of the Mississippi, we're right behind California and Texas in terms of electoral votes. So our state really should matter more than it does. But for a whole host of reasons, most candidates just come to Washington to raise money. And they don't actually come here and campaign because there's not enough incentive for them to do it. Our primary is too late in the process for that to happen.
But why do we want them to campaign here? I watch Iowa every 4 years. I find it annoying. I'm annoyed for Iowans. What would it be good for us to matter and have candidates crawling around here?
Well, you know, we want the presidential candidates to pay attention to issues that are important to the Pacific Northwest.
What issues are you thinking of?
Well, I mean, I think when you look at 8 years ago when then-candidate Obama was coming through the Northwest, someone asked him a question about Hanford. And he did not know any of the issues surrounding Hanford, but his response as a candidate was, I don't know, but by midnight tonight I will. And I am certain that, you know, now President Obama knows something about Hanford and the cleanup and the things that are happening there. So issues like that really aren't going to be on the candidate's radar unless they come here and talk to voters one-on-one and get that kind of input.
Hanford could be our ethanol.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But are we thinking of this even the right way? Because everybody can't jump to the front of the line, or then the line just keeps moving. Shouldn't the goal be to not have states trying to leapfrog each other in some kind of weird competition, but just to vote all at once? Is that better?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think that one of the things I would like to see if I get reelected this year, one of the things I want to do is talk about having regional primaries. And, you know, if you really think about it, Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina and Nevada, while all very nice, lovely states with wonderful people.
We love them.
Right. You know, in terms of population and in terms of influence, I'm not sure that they really represent a good cross-section of the country. And I think that if we had a rotating regional primary where we'd have four dates in the spring and it would rotate every 4 years, so a different part of the country would go first, then candidates could concentrate their resources better. You'd have, again, candidates going to states that right now they don't even go to because their process doesn't merit it. You know, a candidate can run the numbers and go, well, my trip to Washington isn't really worth my time because I'm not going to get enough votes to make a difference. You know, flip that on its head, and now you have candidates coming to an actual region and a part of the country talking about the issues that are important to that region and campaigning. I think that that would be much more representative and engage more voters. Plus, you're just looking at what's happening on both the Democratic side and the Republican side, things that the establishments in both parties didn't see coming a year ago, let alone 4 years ago when they set up their party rules. So I think if we maybe rethink this, next year would be a good time to look at it.
What if we were voting today? Who would win here on the GOP side?
Oh, I'm not even going to speculate. Oh, this election, there is nothing about this election that I don't think anyone can predict. I would like to think if an election were held in Washington today, on the Republican side, I would like to think that Marco Rubio would be the person who would prevail. But, you know, let's face it, Donald Trump has definitely tapped into something like no other candidate before him. And like him or not, or have opinions about him or not, he is tapping into something with voters that no one can really explain. You know, it's anyone's guess at this point.
Your Secretary of State there, Kim Wyman, backing Marco Rubio. However, the pundits say tonight's Super Tuesday winner will very likely be Donald Trump.